stores open again. That's right. We are well stocked. We make Walmart look kind of like a mom and pop store, you know, a little tiny convenience store or something. That's how much we have in this store. That's right. But you're going to find out because, well, we welcome customers. They come in and they ask for things all the time, and we generally have them, no matter what they ask for. Right, Harry?
That's right, Steve. We're excited because we can open up the Doc Office store any minute.
That's right. Besides hearing all the customers that are going to come in, well, I hope they come in.
Yeah, me too.
We're going to also be hearing Greg Brown, Fats Waller, Bill Staines. And we're going to start off with Sheb Woolley. This is the fellow who originally wrote Purple People Eater. That was his big hit. And this one is a lament for the outhouse that used to be part of America. So few outhouses left anymore. A little brown shack in the back.
May I have your attention? Outhouse lovers of America, I have bad news tonight. They passed an ordinance in the town, said we'd have to tear it down. That little brown shack out back, so dear to me, said its day was over and dead, but it will live forever in my memory. Don't let them tear that little brown building down. Don't let them tear that dear old building down.
Now don't tear that little brown building down.
For there's not another like it in the country or the town. It was not so long ago that I went tripping through the snow out to that house behind my old hound dog. There I'd sit me down to rest like a snowbird on his nest and read the Sears and Roebuck catalog. I would hum a happy tune peeking through that quarter moon as my daddy's kin had done before. It was in that quiet spot daily cares could be forgot, and it gave the same relief to rich or poor. Don't let them tear that little brown building down. Don't let them tear that dear old building down.
Don't let them tear that dear old building down.
Oh, there's not another like it in the country or the town. It was not a castle fair, but I could dream my future there and build my castles to the yellow jacket's throne. I could orbit round the sun, fight with General Washington, or be a king upon a golden throne. It wasn't fancy built at all. We had newspapers on the wall, and it was air-conditioned in the wintertime. It was just an humble hut, but the door was never shut, and a man could get inside without a dime. Don't let them tear that little brown building down. Don't let them tear that little old building down.
Don't let them tear that little brown building down.
There's not another like it in the country or the town.
Sheb Woolley. Oh, boy. Yes. Well, it's Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. Our Knock on Wood store is open for business now. We just opened it up. We sell everything and anything. Got dozens and dozens of aisles of hardware, software, spongyware, liquidware. You name it, we got it. We've just opened up for the day, and any and all customers are welcome.
Right, Steve. Well, by the way, while we're waiting for our first customer, where should I put this tape that just arrived?
Aisle 6, next to the other tapes.
We got a lot of different tapes.
Sure. People always need tape. Scotch tape, masking tape, duct tape, audio tape, red tape, video tape, ticker tape, recording tape, measuring tape.
All right, all right. Aisle 6, you say?
That's exactly what I say.
All right. I'll go. Oh, wait a second. We have a customer.
That's right.
Hello there. I'm looking for, Oh, my. You do have a large store here.
Sure. This store makes Walmart look like a little mom and pop shop. We sell everything and anything.
Anything?
Sure, name something. Test us.
All right, do you sell beanies for aardvarks?
The ones with the propellers on top?
No, just an ordinary green and pink polka dot beanie.
Because we have the ones with the propellers on the top, you know.
No, just the ordinary kind.
Yes, we have the ordinary kind. They're shaped differently so they'll fit over the aardvark's head. And the chin strap is altered to fit, but the answer is yes. We have dozens of aisles that are chock full of merchandise. We got the beanies for the aardvarks. We got the bikinis for the aardvarks.
Uh-huh. All right. You sell pets.
Animal, vegetable, or mineral.
Vegetable?
Yes, we have vegetable pets. Watch carrots, furry apples that purr, bananas that swim around in a tank.
A fish tank?
No, a banana tank. I told you, we have every item under the sun.
Aha! So you don't have every item because you don't have the sun. A person couldn't come in here and buy the sun.
Oh, well, it's not in stock, but we can mail order it for you.
Oh.
Listen, did you want to get something?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm looking for a copy of Gone with the Wind.
Well, we have several different copies. Are you talking about the version in Arabic, Swahili, or Celtic?
You got one in Braille.
Of course. We have a version of Gone with the Wind that's written on sheet metal. We have one where every other page is missing. We have the coloring book version, the one where all the words are upside down, one where all the type is blurry. We have a rendering that's in a round book instead of rectangular, and we have a version where all the vowels have been eliminated, and one where the word Tara is replaced by Flatbush.
I'll take the one in Braille.
Harry, aisle 6, the Braille version.
All right, Steve, I'll be right back.
That'll be 1865.
Yeah, I know the year it took place.
No, I mean, that's the price.
Oh, right. There you go.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good.
Here it is!
Maybe I better make sure I'm really getting Gone with the Wind. Let's see the book.
There you go, fella.
I'll run my fingers across the title here. Uh-huh. Hold it! This isn't Gone with the Wind. It's Goon with a Wand.
That's a good book, too.
It is?
Sure.
What's it about?
It's about some goon with a magic wand.
All right. I'll try it. Thank you. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, Steve. You know what Helen Keller said after she ran her hands across the cheese grater?
No, what?
Most violent book I ever read.
I'm a young robin way up high, too old for the nest, too young to die, watching the jays and the grackles sail by, calling me bad names. I know I could fly if I wanted to, I know I could fly if I wanted to, I know I could fly if I wanted to, I don't want to, right now. One of my brothers tried too fast, and his first flight was his last. I saw him flopping around in the grass, and that fat cat saw him too. Dad sits singing at the top of the tree. Mom floats by and says to me, take your time, just wait till you're ready. Watch me for a while. Oh, I know you could fly if you wanted to. I know you could fly if you wanted to. I know you could fly if you wanted to. Do you want to? Right now. Out where the tree meets the sky and wait for a good breeze blowing by and spread my wings and close my eyes and here goes nothing. I knew I could fly if I wanted to. I knew I could fly if I wanted to. I knew I could fly if I wanted to and I want to. I want to. I want to. Right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, ain't that pretty. That's Greg Brown, Bathtub Blues, and that's put out on Red House Records out of St. Paul, Minnesota. Yeah, he's on Prairie Home Companion. A lot. Okay, it's Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. This is the Knock on Wood store you're tuned into. That's right, we have dozens of aisles of merchandise. We aim to please. And since this is radio, our overhead is minuscule. Did you ever go into Bloomingdale's? Our store makes Bloomingdale's look like a 7-Eleven. I'm telling you, if you need it, we have it.
Do we have diapers?
Yes, we have diapers. For what?
I don't know. For barnacles.
We have barnacle diapers, yes. They're very small. But then again, barnacle babies are small. We also have diapers for Chinese autocrats, one-celled organisms, plants, and hippos going into their second childhood.
Do we have diapers for human babies?
Of course! In 30 different colors. We have ones with bells on them, studded diapers for the fashion-conscious baby, leather, Orlon. We have diapers.
I suppose anything I said we'd have.
There's nothing we don't have. You could say anything.
Blorp Kabunskis.
We have them.
I just made that word up.
I know. Doesn't change the fact that we have them.
I don't even know what they are!
Well, neither do I, but we have them. Ah, a customer.
Yes, I'm looking for a Blorp Kabunski, please.
We have them. Aisle 5. Harry.
What am I looking for?
Lady, do you know what they look like?
No.
Harry, just do the best you can.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Where did you hear about this item?
Oh, it came to me in a dream.
Uh-huh.
I think this is it. Why, that's nothing but an ordinary teacup. Sure, but what did you think a Blorp Kabunski was? It's Finnish for teacup. Okay, forget the Blorp Kabunski then. I was just joking. Oh, and I wasn't. I'd like a pair of sunglasses for my pet wasp.
Our sunglasses are displayed right here on this side of the counter. Is it a male or female?
Hard to say.
Well, then get this pair right here. It's unisex.
It's a simple wasp. Those sunglasses are too flamboyant.
You think the diamond studs are too much, huh?
Don't you have an ordinary pair of sunglasses for an ordinary wasp? Am I asking too much here?
I'm sorry, how about these?
Oh, those are all right. They're not prescription, are they?
Well, of course not. You'd have to bring in your wasp for an eye test for a prescription.
It has very good eyesight, you know.
I'm sure.
He can spot a squirrel half a block away. You should see him take off after them. Chases them right up a tree.
That'll be 1945, lady.
An excellent year. That's the year we won the war. There you go, sir.
Thank you.
Bye now. It was a pleasure doing business with both of you.
Bye. Harry, I had no idea a Blorp Kabunski was a teacup.
It's not. I just made it up.
How could you do that?
Well, same way I could make up the word Blorp Kabunski in the first place.
Well, I don't think it's ethical. But anyway, go put these good luck charms away, okay? Aisle 18, and be careful with them. They don't make them anymore.
How come, Steve?
Well, the factory burned down.
Yes, hello. I'm looking for... Wait, young man, come back here. Come back here. Are those good luck charms?
Yeah, they are.
I'd like to buy one of those.
Sure. Just reach in and grab one.
Don't mind if... Ouch! Oh, I just stabbed myself.
Sorry, you have to be careful of that part sticking out.
Well, that's all right. As long as I have my good luck charm, nothing bad can happen to me. How much are they?
$5.25.
Yes, of course. Let's see. And I seem to have left my wallet at home. Darn. Now I don't even have any money for bus fare. I'll have to walk.
How far is your home?
10 miles. And, well, it is raining out there. And, well, I have a sprained ankle and the beginning of a cold. But that's okay. I'll be all right.
We'll give you credit.
See, I knew this was a lucky charm the first time I laid eyes on it.
You knew it was a lucky charm because I told you it was.
Well, I'll just stuff this in my pocket and be on my way. Oh, me. Oh, no. I seem to have sprained my other ankle now. No, don't help me up. I'll be fine. Just point the way to the door. I seem to be losing my eyesight. Yes, it's over this way, isn't it? Ow! Oh! I suppose you have to open the door before first walking through. Isn't that the case? There we go. Well, toodaloo, 10 miles isn't that long. I should be home before the first ice storm starts when the sun goes down.
Steve, where did you say I should put these lucky charms?
Get them away from me.
recording artist, Fats Waller.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter, yes, yes, and make believe it came from you. You, I love you, love you. I'm gonna write words, oh, so sweet. They gonna knock me off these size 12 feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom, kisses on the bottom, yes. I'll be glad I got up. I'm gonna smile and say, gee, I hope you're feeling better, better, better. It's a killer, ha, ha, ha. Money, you know, yes, and make believe, I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
Doodly, 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 do. Here we are, out of cigarettes,
holding hands and yawning.
Look how late it gets.
Too sloppy people. I'll always get that slop and sleep mixed up, you know.
And too much in love.
Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall?
Father didn't like it at all.
But I was crazy about it.
Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall?
We had a shotgun
wedding. To make this little mess
and get a piece of rest. Well, here we are,
just about the same.
Too much in love to say goodnight. Good night.
That's say ba ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da. I've got my fingers crossed. Not that I'm superstitious. I'm afraid it's too good to be true. I've got my fingers crossed. No wonder I'm suspicious. I'm so gay, the skies are much too blue.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Thing I've got plenty of, baby. Talking about dreaming a while, scheming a while, you're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those fine Arabian things your little heart's been pining for, skip them. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. If Woolworth sold diamond bracelets, you'd have a million of them, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, well, baby. I ain't dishing out nothing.
Oh, come on, Dad.
I ain't getting up off of nothing.
E.T.
Break my jaw.
from the Broadway show Ain't Misbehavin'. Wonderful, wonderful music. Actually, I saw a version of that. It came to Bearsville in Woodstock, and they were just great. They were just great. But, of course, I love Fats Waller. Maybe he might be my favorite jazz musician of all time. Okay, this is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. We've got the Knock on Wood store open for business here. And if you're tuning in late, I'll just tell you what we sell. Everything and anything. What do you want? You want a bicycle that'll go faster than the speed of sound? We got them. We have a repair shop out in the back. We have a dry cleaning department. Our annex includes an automobile plant.
An automobile plant? Do you have to water it twice a week?
We have a clown service, a hospital, a supermarket. You want it? We got it. We have everything you could... Oh, here's another customer.
Hello, I'm looking for someone who could shoe my fly.
Well, what kind of shoes are you looking for?
Well, I thought high tops would be nice.
You don't want horseshoes?
This is not a horse fly. We're talking about a house fly.
So then why high tops? If he's in the house, you want slippers.
The fly is slippery enough.
But sneakers? Flies are sneaky enough. Maybe you want loafers. That'll slow it down.
That's the route I personally would go, but it's the fly's birthday, and, well, it's requested high tops.
Are you going to have a birthday party for it? Because, you know, we have a bakery that can make him a nice cake.
No, I thought I'd just put a candle in some feces and have done with it.
Ooh, it'll like that. Flies like feces. Are you sure you don't want us to put some icing on it? We can write happy birthday. What's its name?
Buzz.
Happy birthday, Buzz.
No point. Fly can't read. After all, it's only 1 year old, and the icing will just cover up the feces. Look, do you have high tops or don't you?
Harry, why don't you check?
Okay, I'll be right back.
Well, I know we had them, but we had a run on fly sneakers last week. It seemed every time I turned around, there was some fly in here buying Nikes, as if they're not fast enough.
Sorry, we have high tops for cows, swallows, and spiders, but no flies.
The spider sneakers come in groups of eight. They also can be used on a very small octopus.
Well, we also have a fish sneaker.
Wait a second, fish don't have feet.
Well, they stick them on their tail. It's all the rage.
I'm sorry, how about a hiking shoe?
Well, I suppose.
Do you know the size of the fly's feet?
It's, you know, I'm not sure. He shot up in the last few months like anything.
In other words, you've wasted our time here.
Well, I suppose. I'm terribly sorry. I'll be back after I find out.
Nervous some people. They just don't have it together.
Well, anyone who's going to keep a fly as a pet has to be, you know.
I suppose. I just hate losing the sale. You know that I like to satisfy our customers.
Well, maybe the next... Oh, here's another customer. You got another chance.
Yes, do you have a percolator, please?
We have one that's not so perky.
No, I need a perky percolator.
Do you need it now?
No, I need it later.
So you need a perky percolator later?
Is this for yourself or for a friend?
A friend. She's very perky. Her name is Peggy.
Ah, a perky percolator later for perky Peggy.
Exactly.
I've got one right here behind the counter.
Well, let's see it. Uh-huh. Oh, no. This one isn't perky. It's droopy.
Well, that's still better than sneezy or grumpy.
How am I going to perk coffee with this? The spout is hanging down.
Coffee? You didn't say you wanted to perk coffee. This percolator perks ice cream.
How do you perk ice cream?
Well, same way you perk borscht. We have over a dozen percolators. They perk everything from 7-Up to molten lava. We're well stocked.
Okay, I'll keep it in mind. Goodbye now.
Where are you going?
I didn't want it now. I told you later.
Ah, a percolator later!
Sure, a percolator later. Play another recording?
I don't know, Steve, because we have other customers. I hear somebody out there right now.
Really? Oh, I was going to put on a recording.
No, Steve.
You're right. Customer always comes first. Here he is.
Yeah, hello. I'm looking for something.
Weren't you in here before and you bought Gone with the Wind and Braille?
That's right. Now I'm looking for something else.
What?
I'm not sure, but when I find it, I'll know it.
What?
Didn't that ever happen to you? It's on the tip of your tongue. You just can't remember. I think it had to do with an ending.
A cigarette butt. That's an ending.
Ah, wait. The last page of War and Peace. That's an ending.
The last foot of a long pier.
A Dear John letter.
No, none of those. This was annoying.
That's what I said. A Dear John letter.
No. Show me some things. Maybe it'll ring a bell.
Look, fella, there are over 150,000 objects in this store. What do you mean, show you something?
Was it small?
Yes.
Was it rectangular?
Yes.
Was it this?
Yes.
Harry, you're incredible. There were 150,000 objects in this store alone. This is just, that's not even the annex. That's not the hospital. We're not talking about the bakery and the car shop. And you come up with it on the first shot? You're amazing.
Yeah, well, I am. We'll just put it in the machine here and start it right up. Yep, that's an ending, all right.
Hey, that's our ending theme.
Yeah, I'll take a dozen. And could you put a little butter on them? I'm going to have them with some tea.
Sure, no problem. Knock on Wood is produced at the Knock on Wood Studios in Woodstock, New York. Show's written and produced by me, Steve Charney. SteveCharney.com has lots of videos of Harry and myself, as well as jokes, an email address, a sales page, info about our live stage shows, and lots more. And if you visit WGXC.org, click on Archives, and type in Knock on Wood, you can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs, and there are lots and lots of them.
The laugh that floats on the summer night that you can never quite recall.
Now let me see.
And you see Laura on the train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.